Welcome to the Dan Hart Financial Services Money Verse of the Week. The Bible addresses money and possessions more than any other topic. Join us each weekday at 7:55 a.m. as we employ God's Word and perspective to our relationship with money and investing. With today's Money Verse of the Week, here's Dan Hart.
Have you ever had someone ask you for advice about whether they should marry a certain person or not? At a wedding, we say our vows, but of course, every married person wants the good times, not the bad, the health, not the sickness, the richness, not the poorness. But few marriages are nothing but good times, health, and enough money. So, should they marry that person or not? I've come to believe that one key question for a person deciding if they should marry is this. When all the good things, as well as all the bad things, do come, and they will, do I want to be living it all side by side with this one special person? Can I make a commitment not to the life I hope we have together, but to that person, no matter what? It's the same with our commitment to the Lord. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness." When we make that verse our own, it's a statement that our priority is to walk closely with God, not to the life we hope God gives us. On our lifelong adventure with God and thinking about our topic of finances, as we follow His direction in our life, we don't know to what vocation will He lead us? What lifestyle will we live? Will we have plenty of money or just squeak by? Can we say, wherever God leads me, whatever He causes or allows in my life, I just want to be with Him every day through it all, good and bad? This heart desire leads to good stewardship, not just for our money, but for every area of our life.
For more information on a biblical perspective on money, visit rightrelationshipwithmoney.com. Securities and investment advice through G.A. Repel & Company, member FINRA, SIPC.